How's it going, guys? Welcome to episode number 49 of the Lean Into Life podcast. So I'm delighted to be back. It's been probably nearly 12 months since I've recorded a series, and I'll explain why in a little bit. And I've already recorded episode number 50 and really excited to get that over to you in the next week or two. It's a guest recording and an amazing person with an amazing story. And what we're trying to do, basically a theme throughout this podcast series, is about connection. And with that guest number 50, we talked a lot about that and the work that she does and how that connects with people that she's surrounded by, but also family, community, friends and audiences. We won't say too much more. We'll let the episode speak for itself. But really looking forward to hearing that. So today I just want to come on and do a little solo one. Just a little bit of an intro, maybe about me. Maybe you haven't listened to the other episodes or know the kind of the vibe of the podcast. So yeah, Lean Into Life, it's kind of what I call the retreats that I started this year as well. I think it's important to not to be static in life. And just even that little lean forward, that little, half a step, one step, whatever it may be, can lead to literally a change in your life path. And I think that's such a powerful thing to realize. And, 95% of the time we live off a subconscious program that we just do the same thing that we did the day before. It's repetitive habits. Not all of them positive ones. So, but the amazing thing about being a human being that sort of differentiates us from animals and other beings, so to speak, is the fact that we have a conscious part of our brain. So that 5% is still there. So we can make a conscious decision today, this second, when you're listening to this podcast, to make a change. You can literally, pause this podcast, you can pop your trainers on, and you can go outside and do a loop of the estate or go into the park, and you can get a few thousand steps in. You can literally do that right now, or you could get down on the floor and do 5 push-ups, 10 push-ups, whatever it may be. So we can make a conscious decision. It's just most of the time we're in the subconscious. And your body just wants to really take the easy way out. It doesn't really want you to put it at strain. Or that's why a lot of the times we are struggling to make changes in our lives, because we listen to that inner voice. We listen to that inner chimp that tells us you can't do something. Or we're nearly preempting the feeling it's going to be when this thing that we try doesn't work out. So we're nearly sort of looking for the worst possible case scenario. And we're going with that narrative because we do have a thing called a negativity bias, where we're drawn to the negative. And we tend to be very surprised when positive things happen or good things happen, or you get a bit of luck, or you win a few quid on a scratch card, or something good happens. You're like, oh Jesus, I'm not used to this. Nothing really good ever happens to me. And we kind of live under this negative safety blanket, and it's okay if I stand to here. I'm not gonna. I'll just stay on the side of the cliff here, and I'll be fine, and I'll just kind of carry on. And maybe I'm not really being fulfilled professionally, personally, but look, it's a bit safer here, so I'll just chill here for a little bit. And then what happens is, obviously, time goes by, and unfortunately, what was it Jay Shetty said once? Time is free, but it's priceless. And I thought that was really powerful. So it's just what we do with the time. It's not about time management, it's about energy management. So it's how are we utilizing the time that we have? Are we scrolling endlessly on social media? Are we saying that we're going to start Monday this new exercise regime, or we're going to start this walking group, or we're going to we're talking about it or thinking about it, but are we taking action? So that's what I think. And what I find the most fascinating thing in life, guys, is that you can literally make a decision now that can literally alter the direction of your life. Just think about that. Let that settle in just for a little bit. That one decision could be the most amazing thing you've ever done. It could bring you on a path that you thought you'd never be on. Like if you asked me 5-6 years ago, if I'd be doing podcasts and running retreats and doing talks and this and that, I'd be like, what are you talking about? That's not me. I wouldn't be able for that. Do you know that kind of way? So I was nearly telling myself I wasn't able. But like from doing one or two and then getting great feedback and saying people are like, look, you know, you're really good at this. You know, you start getting a bit of belief. And you know, all my ethos has ever been really is to help people, to spread kindness, just to create a community here in not only in the gym, but also in on my retreats and in my classes and the mama baby classes and all these type of different programs that we do, is just to create community really and create connection. And that's why I wanted to use the word connection and the meaning behind connection in the podcast, this series. So there's going to be a theme running through it about connection, and I have a psychotherapist coming on soon as well to talk about that topic. And I think it's vitally important, especially post-COVID. And in regards to the definition of connection, it's a relationship in which a person or thing is linked or associated with someone else. So, you know, we'll talk about maybe loneliness and being alone later on, which is quite important to differentiate too. But I think what I found with the retreats, and I started them this year outdoors. I did a few workshops indoors, but this is the first time I've utilized nature and down in Cremorne and the sauna, and I was down in Ballinaskilligs as well. You know, the first few sold out in a couple of days, and it just showed people were just mad to not only be outside in nature, but just connect with other people. Because those some people obviously came in pairs, but there was a good few people who just came on their own. And by the end of it, you know, they'd made friends, they'd swapped numbers, they were in WhatsApp groups, they were going for swims. And it was just lovely to create the space for people to connect. And what I kind of said to them was like, look, in life, we mainly either live in a doing mode or a being mode. And most of the time we get stuck in this doing mode. So we're doing. And we're not really being. And then the days, the weeks, and we always say like, Jesus, and I've been guilty of it and said it like, oh Jesus, it's November now. What is it? 6-7 weeks to Christmas. Time is flying. But as Jerry Hussey said, like time is constant. Time doesn't go quick, as in like, it's just, you know, you have your 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour and so on. We all have the same time. But what is racing, what is going really fast is our minds. We can't slow down. We're living in this world where it's kind of like, go, go, go. And, you know, back in the day, it was all about, okay, grind and kind of running around, racing around. And we don't give ourselves time to breathe and to be. So what I said to the guys in the retreat, look, for the next 5 hours, let's just be here. Just be with each other. Let's connect. Let's embrace nature. And even just being in nature has the same effect on the brain as meditation. So it just shows how powerful not only being outside, but also connecting with a group of people, and everyone is kind of like-minded, and there was people pushing themselves out of their comfort zones. I had people who hadn't been in the sea for like 40 years. I had a woman just even getting into a bathing costume was her win for the day. People say, oh, I can't go in, it's too cold in the sea. And then you end up seeing them going in 3 or 4 times, and they're all kind of getting in a circle and they're all dunking down together. It just warmed my heart, and it was amazing to see. So that's why I wanted just to bring that theme into the next series of podcasts. So this one will be pretty short, maybe 15, 20 minutes. I just wanted to kind of introduce the new series. And if people don't know me, my name is Michael Lindsay, and I am a business owner. I obviously host a podcast. I run retreats, and really just trying to facilitate people's journeys. I'm a life coach as well, and I do one-to-one life coaching as well as group coaching and online. We do some corporate work as well. And it's really creating, I love to see people's maybe dreams or aspirations where maybe they think they weren't able to do, and they start believing in themselves. And it's that inner potential that sometimes we don't realize we have. And it's amazing to see people having these aha moments in the sessions, in the life coaching sessions, and saying, oh Jesus, maybe I can do this thing. Maybe I am able for it. Maybe I do have the support structure to do these things. And having a good support structure is hugely important. I suppose that strong inner circle. I suppose as I got older, my circle got smaller, but it got stronger, if you know what I mean. So I remember when I was young and you just wanted to be part of something, you just wanted to be part of a group, and it didn't really matter in some ways, like that all of the group weren't exactly aligned to you or your own I suppose, thoughts and values and so on. You just wanted to be part of the group and keep the head down, you know? So looking back in the group I had when I was younger, you know, there were some lovely people in it, but there were some people I wouldn't really be on the same values as me or the same viewpoints. So, you know, as you get older, you know, as I said, you kind of, you know, in a way, maybe four or five people in my circle that you could call tomorrow or call now and they'll jump on a flight if they're not in this country, or they'll come and, you know, bring you for a walk, or, you know, they'll give you support, or they'll just sit in the mud with you, because sometimes you don't necessarily need someone to go, okay, you need to fix it or whatever's happening in your own life, just to be there for you and just to sit in the mud, as I said. And that's all sometimes we need, just somebody to sit in the mud with us. And I think that's important to have those people. And it will, you know, if you have a strong inner circle, it's going to help you overcome challenges and, more easily, and sort of maintain, I suppose, that state of mental well-being. And, you know, strong connections is huge, and the research is there, and it shows the, you know, a strong connection with people and a strong inner circle can strengthen the immune system, for one. And, yeah, and even going back to psychologist Maslow, the Maslow hierarchy of needs. So, you know, besides food and water and safety, sort of love and belonging are the most important needs we must fulfill. So that's how important it is up the ranking, so to speak. And there was a happiness report in 2021. With people who experienced an increase in connections with each other during the pandemic, during COVID. So those who are able to maintain connections with people had a greater life satisfaction, had more resilience, and better mental health. Those were the top three. So the people who probably didn't keep connections or maybe went into a bit more isolation, that's when you struggle with mental health. And I think that's big in cognitive health as you get older. I remember reading a study for the sort of kind of older adults, so to speak, where they studied those who had strong social connections, who went to groups and went to bingo and went to bridge and bowling, and, you know, all these different types of activities, and compared to those who kind of more isolated themselves and were on their own, so to speak. And the people who are on their own a lot of the time, those are the ones who had cognitive decline a lot, you know, compared to the group who were more socially active and had their card games or whatever. So that's massive, and it just shows how important social connections, and we are social beings. And you know, I like my alone time as well, and I'm heading down to the Beira Peninsula there, and I'm going down to this cabin called the Creativity Cabin. I'm going to try and create some, get some ideas and maybe start the book that's been on the long finger, but just to kind of unplug for a little while, so, which I like to do, and go for walks and go for swims and that type of thing. But I also love connecting with people, and I think a couple of my friends might come down one of the days and we might go for a swim, and we're into sort of the dips and this and that. So, and loneliness doesn't necessarily mean being alone. As I said, you can be, and you've probably heard it before, you can be, you know, lonely in a group, in a room full of people. I suppose loneliness is a state of mind, and it's kind of like a longing for human relationship which is unfulfilled. You know, these, you know, you could have close relationships with families and friends, but then you might be sort of yearning for connection with a partner. You know, if that sort of loneliness is unchecked, then that can have a serious effect on your own well-being and sort of physical health, as well as your mental health. So, you know, that increased level of stress hormone, cortisol, which can be a result of loneliness, that can lead to chronic stress, which can obviously then lead to health issues. So, so connection, especially post-COVID, I think is very important. And I think it taught us a lesson as well about, you know, and it was probably great for the first little while, and you're kind of, you know, the weather was good at the time, people are outside, and then you thought it's only going to be a few weeks, and you might get a few weeks off work or whatever it is, but then it sort of increased and got more serious and so on. So, and I found that, and even when I'm going back to after the first few months of COVID back in 2020, and after the initial freak out, and then I hadn't really used Zoom before, and all of a sudden I was doing Zoom classes from my mum's living room in North Galway, and you could see everyone was buzzing, you could see all the faces, obviously you couldn't see them in person, but even that helped us through a couple of months there, where people were just stuck at home and missed each other's connection. And you know, it wasn't quite the same, but it was as good as we had. And I think that kept us going. And we did quiz nights and we did a book club. And, you know, we kind of did all those things to try and keep people, you know, keep people positive in a really uncertain time. So, and then when we managed to get back inside physically, you know, everyone was really happy and buzzing for that. And I think that's what we were all about. And what we do here as well, every once a month, we might do a bit of a hike or a walk or a get together or an evening out or something like that. And we've got our Christmas party coming up in the next few weeks. So I think that's really important. It's not just, I didn't want to just create a space where people, you know, went in, came in and left and didn't really interact. And, you know, it's more of a family, I suppose. We're a community, we're a family, we're, you know, we have good fun and we, you know, we help people or maybe they might be struggling and so on. So I think, you know, that's why I wanted to bring in just a theme that's going to be running through the next number of episodes with different guests. I've got some exciting guests coming in, all walks of life, all with a story to tell about overcoming adversity and connecting with people. And I think that's what, you know, what the meaning of life really is. You know, as I said, it's kind of, it's bringing everyone together. It's creating a strong bond, a strong inner circle, and they can help you through those tougher times. So that kind of, we're coming up towards the 20-minute mark, so I didn't want to have it too long. I just wanted to do a little intro one, introduce the podcast, get the 49th one done, and then we've got a 50th one with a great guest. So that'll be up in the next, probably the end of next week. So looking forward to sharing that with you, and looking forward to the next number of episodes. And hopefully you'll get some benefit from it. You'll get a few tips. You'll get some inspiration. And yeah, would love you to share it and to, you know, to download the episodes and get it to as many people as possible, because I think we all need it and we all need to connect. And, you know, this is just one form of connection. And, you know, I love having conversations with the people and obviously, we have a loose structure to the guests come in. Obviously, I do my research and my homework, but I kind of allow it to go where it wants to go. And I think that's what we want. It's don't want to be too rigid, because, you know, life isn't like that. You know, life's about freedom and kind of letting things pan out the way they should and surrendering to that. So thanks for listening, and really excited for the next month or two of guests and conversations. And please comment, share, and yeah. Looking forward to it, guys, and hope you have a lovely weekend ahead. And I'll let you know how I get on in the cabin down in West Cork. It's going to be fab. And time without purpose, which is going to be lovely, away from work, and just bring a pad with me and see what happens. And that's when the creative and the ideas come, I think. So really looking forward to it. And I will talk to you soon, guys. Take care, and speak to you soon. Bye-bye.